Hey everyone, it's India here, and welcome back to Self-Care Simply Made Easy, the show that helps you on your journey to becoming the very best version of yourself. First and foremost, Happy New Year! I'm so excited for 2023 and highly look forward to the amazing things that are destined to happen this year for not only myself, but for you as well. If you haven't already caught on by now, I'm all about providing impactful and powerful life-changing strategies to help you in your self-care and wellness journey, and today's episode will be no different. With the new year finally upon us, I wanted to make today's episode all about goal setting and why it's essential in helping you stay motivated and achieving exactly what you want for your life. So I want to talk a little bit about what goal setting actually is and what it means when it comes to personal development and self-improvement. As straightforward as it sounds, goal setting is simply just that. It's the act of committing to a plan to reach and attain the desired outcome that you want in your life. When it comes to setting a goal, it's important to take the time to think about what it is that you want to achieve. There are various reasons as to why it's important to set goals, but here are just a few reasons that are absolutely key in doing so. The first key is direction. Having direction helps you know and understand exactly where you're going. The best analogy for this is kind of like looking at a map. Maps help you get to where you're going, and quite obviously, you can't get to where you're going without having directions to help you get to your destination. Secondly, goals help you stay focused and on track. Not finishing something that you start ultimately won't benefit you or help you in the long run. Another key is that setting goals helps to keep you motivated and gives you the hope and the confidence that you need to keep striving towards your dreams and your destiny. And lastly, one of the most important keys of goal setting is enjoying the road and the journey that lies ahead. The primary goal of going on a trip is not only to get to your ultimate destination, but also to enjoy and take in everything along the way that helps to get you there. The road ahead may be bumpy, full of twists and turns, full of joy, and sometimes tears here or there, but all of the emotions that come along with it will ultimately be worth it in the end. Now that you know a little bit more about the importance of goal setting, I want to switch gears and talk about how you can actually set up your personal goals. Before I explain further on how to set your personal goals, I want to go over three main objectives to help you better understand what you need to do in order to set your personal goals. The first main objective would be identifying your primary goal. This simply means that you want to just figure out what it is that you want to do or what you want to achieve in your life. And this is very key and important to make note of because this is essentially the foundational piece that's going to help you move forward and propel you in creating goals that will help you be successful. The second main objective would be to take your primary goal and break it down into smaller goals, which is something that I'm going to go over a little bit later on in much greater detail. And lastly, the third main objective would be to create a plan and start working toward reaching your ultimate goal. The first step to setting personal goals is identifying what your primary goal is. As I mentioned before, you truly want to take the time to consider what it is that you want to achieve in your life because this helps to give you a better sense and perspective on what helps you make the best decisions that lead to what you truly want to achieve and accomplish. Some of the most common goal setting areas that people look to improve include their family relationships, personal relationships that they have with other people, as well as financial situations they want to improve upon, their career paths, health and well-being, as well as educational situations. And these are just a few of many, but these essentially are some of the most common areas that people tend to look toward improving upon to have a better quality and experience in life. Once you have your primary goal defined and identified, you'll want to begin creating smaller goals, or what I like to call milestones. After you've done this, you'll want to list out and make note of what you need to do to actually accomplish them. And once this has been done, all there's left to do is start. An easy goal setting technique and exercise that I'm excited to share with you is the SMART goal method. To explain and clarify a little bit further for you, the S stands for specific, M is for measurable, A is for attainable, R is for relevant, and T is for time bound. This goes hand in hand when it comes to setting smaller goals, and next I'm going to explain in more detail exactly how this strategy works. So for example, let's say that you want to buy a brand new home within the next few years. Using the SMART goal setting method, your goal would be, I want to purchase and live in a brand new house by January 2025. From there, you would then set smaller goals based on the meaning of each letter of the SMART acronym. So with that being said, I highly encourage you to use and apply this method to help you effectively set goals to help you become as successful as possible. Some additional goal setting tips that I'd like to discuss and share with you are ones that are intentionally and specifically designed to help you set realistic, effective, and achievable goals. And to be quite honest with you, these were definitely some game changers when I began to apply these tips to my own goal setting experience. One of the best things you can do is physically write your goals down. Doing this helps to give your goals and aspirations life, as well as helps make them more tangible and within reach. This makes them so much more realistic and gives them so much more meaning and value than they already had before. Another thing that you can do is start small, which is always best. I know that this is something that I've talked about a lot thus far throughout this conversation, but believe me when I say that this is life-changing in and of itself, especially when it comes to planning out your future and what you want to accomplish in your life. Starting small helps to eliminate overwhelm, as well as helps keep you accountable and on top of thoroughly following through on what you've set out to accomplish and achieve. Another tip that I want to share is that you'll want to be specific. When it comes to this, you'll want to be aware and acknowledge the amount of time that it will take you to accomplish what it is that you want, as well as identify the exact amount of what it is that you want, and also be aware of the dates that you want to have things done by in order to make your achievements more measurable, realistic, and attainable. And finally, another important goal setting tip to note is that you want to make sure that each goal is considered as a priority. This is vital as it helps to identify which goal is most important to you. And this also helps to eliminate overwhelm when you have several goals that you intend to accomplish. Once you've finally reached your primary goal, the most important thing you'll want to do is just take in the moment. And yes, it's as simple and as easy as that. Take the time to truly bask and thrive in the moment and simply enjoy every single part and feelings that come along with it. There's no better feeling than finally reaching the highest point on the mountaintop. Not only should you celebrate yourself and your big time achievement, but you should also reward yourself too. Because yes, you absolutely deserve it. This helps give you the confidence that you need to stay motivated, to keep going and moving forward in the right direction. A little extra bonus tip that I want to add when it comes to goal setting is that you can be as flexible as you want and make changes as you feel are necessary, even after you've already achieved what you set out to initially accomplish. Doing this helps you figure out, identify, and notice what worked for you and what didn't work for you, which as a result will help you to become more clear when goal setting in the future as well. And an extra bonus tip is that there is no right or wrong way to do this either, so you can have right at it. In summary, goal setting is all about helping you decide what you want to do in or with your life, figuring out what's most important and has true meaning to you, and starting with smaller goals to help lead you to your biggest one. Right now couldn't be a more perfect time to start implementing goal setting into your life. And to help you get started, be sure to grab my free 7-day self-care planner, which you can access through the link provided in the show notes. I truly hope that you've enjoyed today's episode and have taken a lot of value out of it that can be directly applied to your life in a truly positive and impactful way. If you end up trying out some of the different tips and strategies that I shared throughout this episode today, please don't hesitate to let me know. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And if you haven't done so already, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, as well as check the link in the show notes where you can connect and keep up with me on Instagram, YouTube, and Tumblr, and Naturally by India for the latest updates, as well as for more self-care content. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in to the Self-Care Simply Made Easy podcast. I am so very appreciative of your support and cannot thank you all enough for continuing to tune in and hang out with me. And I will catch you on the next one. See you next time.